Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at The Juice, you know, that educational app that a lot of kids use. And we're going to go through and highlight some of the interesting stories that they're reading about today.
Yeah, I think this is a really good idea because it gives parents and teachers some good conversation starters, you know, to connect with their kids.
Right, so they can sort of see what's grabbing their attention.
Exactly.
What they're learning about.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump in. One of the first stories that caught my eye was this really cool one about scientists using AI to understand pig emotions.
Oh, yeah. That was a fascinating one. It turns out that, you know, those grunts and squeers that we always hear from pigs, they're actually way more complex than we thought.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually conveying a lot of information about their emotional state.
Like, all this time, we've just been like, oh, they're just making noises.
Right.
But it turns out there's meaning behind it.
Exactly. And so this article explains how they trained this AI to be able to recognize these patterns in pig vocalizations and link specific sounds to different emotional states.
Wow.
Based on, you know, whether they were eating, playing, or even facing a threat.
That is wild.
Yeah.
So cool. It even mentions, like, farmers might have apps one day to translate pig skink.
Right.
Can you imagine?
It's incredible to think about. And you know what, on a more serious note, I was thinking about this. This kind of technology could really transform animal welfare.
Oh,
especially, you know, on these large-scale farms where,
Right.
You know, it's really hard to monitor individual animals.
Right. Yeah. And if we can understand, like, what they need, what they're feeling,
That's
a game changer.
Absolutely. It could lead to significant improvements in their care.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the pig emotions. Now, for something completely different, we're going to the airport to meet Benny the Therapy Llama, bringing smiles to travelers in Portland.
Oh, Benny, this is such a heartwarming example of the human-animal bond. While the scientists are busy, you know, decoding pig sounds for these practical applications, Benny's role is purely about comfort and connection.
I love it. So they're just strolling through the airport, Benny and his alpaca pal, Captain Jack, just bringing, like, calm vibes to what can be a pretty crazy environment.
Right. Imagine that. You're rushing to catch a flight. You're all stressed out. And then suddenly you encounter a llama with this, like, calm presence.
It's the best. And there's even a story in here about a traveler who was in tears. And she told Benny's handler just how much his presence meant to her.
Wow. That's incredible. It really speaks to the power of these animal therapy programs.
Totally.
And you know, it makes you wonder, what is it about certain animals that makes them so well suited for this kind of work?
Yeah.
Like Benny, they mentioned that he was chosen for his gentle nature and his curiosity about people. But there's got to be more to it than that.
Right. Like, what is it about a llama that makes them so good at this? All right. Well, let's move on to our next story. Ready for a trip back in time? We're heading to ancient Pompeii, where new DNA evidence is changing our understanding of the people who live there.
Ooh, I love this one. It's amazing how technology is allowing us to, like, literally rewrite history.
I know.
For years, we've looked at these plaster casts of the Pompeii victims. And we've made assumptions about their relationships based on, like, their proximity.
Right.
Like, oh, these two must have been a couple. Or this is a mother and child.
And now we know better.
We
have the science to prove it.
Exactly.
It mentions that famous pair that was thought to be a mother and child, but DNA analysis showed that they weren't even related.
Isn't that amazing?
It blows my mind to think about all the hidden stories that are just waiting to be uncovered.
Right, and it's not just about those individual stories. Analyzing the DNA of these residents can give us a more accurate picture of their society as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Like their genetic diversity, their health, maybe even their migration patterns.
It's like we're getting a whole new perspective on history.
Exactly.
We're filling in the gaps with scientific evidence.
Absolutely.
It makes you realize how much we still have to learn.
Yeah.
Even about events that happened centuries ago.
Mm.
Speaking of learning, today's quote of the day in The Juice comes from James Naismith, the inventor of basketball.
Oh, cool.
And it's surprisingly relevant to some of the more serious topics that they're covering today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear it.
So it says, "Let us all be able to lose gracefully and to win courteously.
Huh.
To accept criticism as well as praise. And last of all, to appreciate the attitude of the other fellow at all times.
Wow. Those are powerful words, especially when you consider, you know, some of the news stories that they have featured today about things like wildfires and potential changes to immigration policy.
Yeah. Like, these are tough topics. And I think Naismith's quote is a good reminder to approach them with empathy and a willingness to understand different perspectives.
Absolutely.
So, are you ready to delve into those stories a bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first up, we've got the wildfires.
Yeah.
This sounds like a really intense situation is unfolding on both coasts right now.
Yeah. The articles paint a pretty devastating picture. Thousands of acres burned, homes destroyed, families forced to evacuate. It's a stark reminder of the power of nature and, you know, the very real impact of climate change.
Yeah. It's hard to even imagine what those families are going through right now.
Yeah.
Losing their homes, having to uproot their lives. It's a situation that calls for a lot of compassion and support.
Absolutely. And I think it connects back to Naismith's quote in a really powerful way. You know,
yeah.
Facing a loss of this magnitude, it's about coming together as a community, offering help, and understanding that everyone copes differently.
Right. It's about being there for each other, both in the immediate aftermath and in the long process of rebuilding. Okay. And then we have this other story about potential changes to immigration policy, which feels like a whole other kind of wildfire.
Yeah. It's definitely a complex issue with the potential to impact millions of lives. The article highlights the appointment of individuals who are known for their strict stances on immigration, which suggests a pretty significant shift in approach.
Right. It talks about like expanding the criteria for deportation, potentially affecting people who haven't committed serious crimes, and ending temporary humanitarian parole programs. I mean, these are big changes with far-reaching consequences.
It's essential to understand those potential implications.
Yeah.
You know, both for the individuals who are directly affected and for society as a whole. And the article touches on the economic costs associated with these mass deportations, which are estimated to be substantial.
So we're talking about potential economic fallout, social upheaval, and of course, the very real human impact on families and communities.
Exactly. And this is where Naismith's message about appreciating the attitude of the other fellow becomes so crucial. You know, we need to engage in thoughtful dialogue and consider the perspectives of everyone involved, even those with whom we might disagree.
Yeah. So we've covered a lot of ground today, from pig emotions to ancient Pompeii and some pretty weighty current events. It's fascinating how these seemingly unrelated stories all circle back to that idea of empathy and understanding.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Whether we're talking about decoding the language of animals, or uncovering the secrets of history, or grappling with these complex social issues, that ability to see the world through different lenses is essential. So as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to continue the conversation with the young people in your life. Ask them what resonated with them, how they feel about the issues we've raised, and what they think we can all do to create a more understanding and compassionate world.
Folks, that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time for another insightful journey into the world of knowledge.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.